Welcome to the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Hermanson. I know it might seem cheesy or cliche, but if you've got a sleeping giant inside of you, or you just feel like you're made for more, then there's no coincidence you landed here on the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. Listen, as a girl from small town Wisconsin who decided to go all in to her dream life vision, I know how crazy it can feel to chase after wild ideas. Since leaving my 9-to-5 job in academics back in 2015 to becoming a yoga teacher, a life coach, and now a digital nomad currently living in Merida, Mexico with my husband and Labradoodle, I know that all the cheesy cliches are true. I've watched a lot of my dream life become my real life right in front of my eyes. Oh, and I've learned a whole lot about sales, business, and marketing along the way, and I want to share all of that with you. So here, you can consider me your friend and mentor. As a certified business coach, success trainer, international speaker, author, and copywriter, I've helped hundreds of coaches and entrepreneurs build, scale, and enjoy their online businesses. So here on the show, you'll find the real people, concrete tactics, and weekly motivation and inspiration to make your dream life your real life. I'm going to let you into the nooks and crannies of these dream lives and dream businesses and offer lots of real talk along the way. Because to be a true leader in whatever you're endeavoring in your life and to create a legacy that you're proud of, you need a tribe lifting you up with you on the journey. And I've made it my mission to be that partner with you. Because after all, we are all in this together. By the way, if you'd like some help improving your business and life, then we just might be able to help. Head on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com to learn more about what we do and how I might be able to personally support you and just continue this conversation in making your dream life your real life. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, friends. We are hanging out today with Kelsey Moore, who is the top video performance coach for high-achieving entrepreneurs. And she helps entrepreneurs capture their genius on camera because she helps them highlight and start to share their unique, insightful expertise. Because she actually used to be a professional actress, and her own background in personal development has helped her change careers, hone this like new secret sauce that she has, and really become the expert that she is today. As a sought-after speaker, founder, and digital CEO, she empowers personal brands to optimize their video presence with authenticity, excellence, confidence, and charisma to create better connections and conversions online. Those keywords are straight off of my soapbox. So I'm so glad that you're here so we can jam out. I am always talking about those exact things, right? Like the whole vulnerability word got kicked around so much. And I feel like we're kind of on this journey to like peel back what it really means to be authentic in this weird digital space that all of us as business owners are navigating in real time. So thank you for being here. And before we get into the nitty-gritty of video and ways that that can help us build connections and conversions, I'd love to hear a little bit more about what inspired you or kind of what got you into this world. I mean, to go from acting to digital CEO, I just always love to hear sort of your origin story. So will you share a bit of that with us?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I get really jazzed to talk to people that are just so in the same realm and really understand the key words, the things to pay attention to. And I just want to touch on that for a second because there's constantly going to be revolving buzzwords that go through our entrepreneurial world where different things are going to circulate and be constantly talked about for a while and then go away for a bit. And they can be incredibly annoying and become watered down when it's like, all right, everybody, you know, you have to show up, you have to deliver consistent content and be authentic. And we're like, okay, literally every single person is saying those words. Now, what does that actually mean? What do I do with it? And so that's a huge part of what I like to do is help break that down and actually get to the nitty gritty of what that means, where the value is in that. And anytime something becomes buzzy is to simply take a step back and evaluate that and ask, what does this mean to me? And how does this apply in my business? Like, look at it with context. Always be looking at things through the lens of context and how it applies to you. So I was like, I have to talk about that real quickly. But essentially, the mini version of how I got here is I had started my adult career working in corrections and became super depressed after a few years and had some really visceral experiences that started to shift and unlock the way that I experienced life and what I wanted out of it. And I had had this dream and goal, you know, this idea since I was a kid of, I want to be an actor. And I had thought for a while, I was like, okay, well, I'm really interested in like the law and policing, detective work, and you know, talk to the FBI and government jobs and things like that. And I realized after working in corrections for a while, which is a good stepping stone, I was like, I would rather do this kind of stuff on TV in a fake environment than actually in real life. And, you know, as a nobody with no connections in a tertiary market of Colorado, I felt like, you know, this was such a stupid thing to go pursue and be interested in. But one night was really intense and had a very shocking experience when I was in corrections. And I sat there after my shift had ended for a while, and I just started Googling, like, become an adult, how to be like an adult actor in Colorado. I was like, how do I choose these words carefully so that what I want actually shows up in the search engine? and I ended up auditioning for an independent film like 2 weeks after that. I booked the lead role. I just fell in love with it, and it made me feel alive. It made me feel like myself again. And that just started to kind of snowball into becoming represented in multiple regions and working consistently. I've now done, you know, a dozen indie films, commercials, industrials. And then I ended up working as an acting coach for a while. And so even though my acting career is very slow and small compared to many others, it's still professional and very exciting and something I'm actually still doing. And I'm actually working on my own screenplay right now, something I'm very excited about. but it started to develop a skill set and a mindset in me that I started to see this really needs to be applied to the online business space. Because at the same time, I had then left my job in corrections and started working an office job, and I was really bored all of a sudden. I had all this time and mental and emotional space freed up that used to be completely consumed. And I promise this is even the short version of the story. It's been a wild ride getting here. And really, I started to use that time to learn everything I could about online businesses, about other ways to earn money, about other ways to exist, and to use the skills that I had learned as a manager, as a leader, as working with people and different sorts of people in all sorts of walks of life. And I learned website, SEO, funnels, ads, social media, everything. And I started building a life coaching business first and foremost, because really it was personal development and meditation that like pulled me out of this massive depression that I had been in, completely like recreated my life, gave me the strength and the courage to go to those auditions, to start putting my face out on social media and doing these things that terrified me, felt impossible, felt so far away and separate from where I was at the time. And then after I had worked as an actual acting coach, I realized all of these different paths that I'd taken in life led to really one conclusive skill that I am brilliant at. The thing that like where my magic really shines through. And that's being able to provide feedback and insight to somebody else's performance. Seeing something that they're doing and being able to have a lens on it that's very holistic. I'm an anthropologist by study, so really taking that zoomed out lens and looking at somebody and observing how it's coming across and then learning, how do we refine this? How do we fix this? How do we do something with this? And that is really what merged everything together and revealed me as a video presence coach and really highly skilled in what it is that I do with a very unique lens and approach.
Yeah. It's the classic identifying of your zone of genius in that the sifting and the sorting and the experimenting, yes. And depending on your prototype. We all kind of do that in different timing and in different exercises, but I love how you and all of us can really look in hindsight and connect the dots. They do make sense that, you know, you randomly studied anthropology and then you got that lead role, and like, we each have that. And I love hearing these stories because when it lands you or when it gets you to your zone of genius, that's where I really like to take the conversation. So I have to be honest with you because I think I always, as a copywriter, I'm always hearing two things happening. Okay. I'm always hearing like what you're saying, but I'm also hearing what like our viewers are thinking. Mm. And I just have to spit this out so we can clear the air here, is that so many people that I work with and you work with are hesitant to show up on video, even show up at all online, right? We second guess so many things about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it feels like we're actresses. Like we have to like put on something and like have a script. So how, like, I feel like there's an opportunity here to, and I'm just like being so honest of like,
I think I know where this is going. I love it.
You're an actress. You do this naturally. Like you wanted to be on screen and you wanted to be on stage. So of course it's easy for you to talk about video. Mm-hmm. What about the rest of us who like never wanted to audition for anything, much less a lead role, right? So tell us how you kind of bridge that from you having this as your expertise, but so many of the people that are listening, like, don't have that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love this question. Thank you for diving in with this. Okay. So First of all, we all have our own versions of our massive insecurities and the fears that hold us back. And it's a huge difference to go from, okay, I'm going to step into a character where I'm living my energy through their life. It's not actually me. Like I'm creating this disconnection while being truthful in the delivery. Like acting is only good when we actually believe somebody, when they are allowing their truth to come through in that merging of who they are. So often you'll hear acting coaches say, just be yourself, just go be yourself. And you're like, okay, right. But I'm playing a role. Like, but this person, we're not alike. Right. So it's like, you have to find, all right, if it was me, if it is myself in this role, how do I merge that? But there's still a safety net, essentially, of like, I'm being somebody else. You know, I get to show up as, you know, you think about, especially people who play villains, like they're not actually, or hopefully not actually villains in their own real life. They're usually super friendly, nice people, right? So it's like creating that reconciliation with yourself and what you're stepping into. But it's a very different feeling when that is gone. When that lens and that safety and that character and that role is gone and you are showing up just as you, simply as you, and online to the real world of real strangers, and you have no script that you're hiding behind, no character that you're moving your energy through, no other lens and lifestyle and experiences that you're playing, right? That you get to exist in. You're just being you. And that is a whole other world of terrifying. And I want to share that, especially coming from a background in corrections, I was very scared that my clients would find me online and what that could mean for me. So I used my middle name for a long time. I would never post pictures of my face. I would never get on video. And I started with just like quotes or stock photos and, you know, feeling the waters and testing that out. And I simply felt a very visceral reaction that it wasn't safe for me to be me, who I actually was, on the internet. That was a very different world to me than stepping into a character and letting emotions that have been so bottled up and so boxed in my real life, letting those get to like be free. The idea of expressing real, genuine, authentic emotions as myself was unacceptable. Like I could, that was like a cruel thing to ask of me to even think of. It seemed so impossible. So I want to share that because I want people to know that I know what that feels like to create, to be existing in an emotion where it feels so separate, so distant, so far away from that place of how is it that I actually get to be me and show up online and share genuine emotions. That just seemed so far away. You know what I mean? Like what that feels like.
Now we're relating. Yeah. Yes, all of that. Right. And I think some of the things you just shared with like your own Facebook page. And I think we do make it all about us and like our personality. And I often talk to folks, and I'm curious your perspective on this is actually putting on a little bit of a role and thinking, okay, I'm showing up as a CEO. I don't care what my high school friends think. Like they are not my ideal clients. I'm showing up like with this cap on or like in this identity.
And that's literally what I teach.
Okay, great. Yes. Because it sounds like you 100%. Had to build a role. You had to build that identity within yourself, whether it's someone else or a new role you're going to step into to start showing up, being seen, being the leader that you want to be. Yeah,
exactly. That is exactly accurate. And that's one of the first things that I teach like in my course. It's so critical for us to create this role, this persona that's real. That's very much us. It has to be fueled by our personality or it falls flat. It's not authentic. It's not genuine. It has to be fueled with our personality, but you're stepping into that space of, okay, my vision, right? We create this vision and we understand our avatar, who we're speaking to. I'm like, how is it that this avatar or this real person, you know, once we're really rocking and rolling, we have real clients, like, what is it that they need from me? How is it that I need to be showing up for them to gain the transformation that I know that I can help create for them? So you are intentionally expanding yourself into this kind of uncomfortable creation of this version of you as the CEO into that role. Who is the version of you when you are at your best, when you're feeling motivated and competent? And when we're like, I need to be confident on camera. I want you to be competent on camera. Because when you actually know what you're doing and what you're talking about, that's going to fuel your confidence, the perception of your confidence, because confidence is an emotion that we're going to be feeling. We're not always going to be in that state. But when you know what you're talking about and you're saying, all right, I'm stepping into that role right now of a leader, of a teacher, of somebody who's here to help guide and create this structure for them, that is now kind of the safety net, the bubble that you get to be in. Now, there are businesses and there are like influencers and people in a certain brand type where it's there, that doesn't exist, right? And then something happens and they go, oh, well, you only see 1% of my life online. But the reason why they then have to step into that and say that is because they didn't create that intentional role and that safety net around them, that little bubble first and foremost, where they're sharing everything that's really personal and they're kind of approaching their audience in the way that they maybe are with their family, with their spouse. You know, it's really that personal look into their human lives, which is excellent for that type of job, for that type of brand. But that's a very specific and limited one-sided look into like building a business on social media. That's not most of us. Most of us are actually building a business where we're teaching a specific skill set and transformation. It's something very focused, right? We have our niche and we have our expertise that we're really creating that transformation around. So you get to have that bubble and you get to decide how much is it that I share. You know, people know that I'm married. People know that I have my dog. I don't interact with my audience the same way that I interact with my husband.
Yeah.
Believe me, our marriage would get really annoying pretty quickly if I was constantly like, all right, so now I'm going to coach you today. Like, we're not going to be that role in our personal lives all the time. And so I have had clients before where it's been, and I want to talk on this because I think it's an important distinction, a perceived fear of, okay, well, my coworkers aren't going to get it, you know, while I'm starting to step out and do this, or my old high school friends or acquaintances, they're going to see this and they're going to judge me. And I'm like, that's not her. Like, who is she being, you know? And that's when the distinction of they are not your ideal client. They're not your audience. They're not the person you're talking to. It comes into play. There's the other side of things where people are actually in, I've had this come across with two clients, so it's not very common, but like domestic violence or some legal issues or something going on in their life that creates an actual danger for them showing up, and they have to wait until there is a true zone of safety for them to do that. Do you see how those are two completely different scenarios? And so by us, you know, one, acknowledging an actual danger and realizing, okay, then that's maybe not safe for me to show up and show my face. So I can start building my business in other ways until that's time, versus the perceived concept of danger and fear, where when we create that persona founded on personality, founded on what's authentic and actually genuine. And when we're sincere and we're competent in our delivery, that's what's making something truly authentic. And we're teaching it to our true ideal avatar, our actual ideal clients. That is going to help us show up way more comfortable, consistently, actually enjoy it, and start to shift the relationship that we have with content creation, and particularly with the lens.
Yeah. So I'm really hearing like sincerity and strategy ringing in, right? And I definitely have an evolving relationship with what I share. You know, I don't know if you know much about human design, but I'm a sharer, like that's in my chart. And
love that.
I love like, yeah, sharing pictures of my dog, of our vacation and all of those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
And it became so much easier to feel authentic, to feel like, yeah, I want this, once I identified my strategy online. And because this is Dream Life is Real Life, and because I'm educating people on how to build a leveraged business, like I want you to see that we're on yet another vacation again, but there's a boundary, right? I'm not like telling you about the time when I was crying on the bathroom floor because of something my husband said, I mean, or food poisoning or whatever thing happens in real life, right?
Yeah.
And that was, two things gave me that permission. Number one was, creating a different channel. So on Instagram specifically, like Hannah Hermanson, there's no strategy there, you guys. I'm just having fun and you'll see what I see when I feel like it. Okay.
Yes.
But then Dream Life is Real Life on Instagram is a place where I go live or I do stories consistently. I share things about my business. And those distinct swim lanes have really helped me line up my identity so that my high school friends can see Hannah Hermanson and my dog, and my Dream Life is Real Life followers can see like copy that converts and business testimonials. And I think that's even like a hack. You know, obviously you said people have their own personal circumstances of where they can show up, but what do you think of that as a hack to like give yourself even more clarity on where you're going to show up and who you're going to be?
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. Like you're creating your breathing room, basically, like for you to be comfortable to start to do the action, to do the things. And it makes me think of, there's this one time in corrections at the second facility that I was working at, they brought in a psychologist to kind of examine all of the case managers, the role that I was in. And she was asking us these questions. It was so interesting. So she was asking us these questions to determine what qualities, attributes, personality made for an effective case manager. Because then she would compare our results, what we shared with her, with surveys that she gave out to the clients that they would answer then about us to see how they would line up. Super fascinating, right? And so as we're getting ready to start, I remember I looked up at my boss, and he was a male who's a couple of years older than I was. And I asked him, I just pause real quick. I need to check in with her, ask her something. He's like, no, like she's already started. Don't do that. Like I was, you know, bothersome by asking a question. I was like, great. Okay. So that's a different issue. But I was like, no, I really need to ask her this question. Like I cannot fill this form out without asking her. Like, please excuse me. I need to go chat with her. And he was so upset that I had pulled her over and asked her this question, because I brought her over and I was like, I need to know, do I fill out this form as the version of me that's here in office or the version of me that goes home? And he blew up, my boss. He was like, how on earth does that question even make sense? You're the same person. I'd like, why did you waste your time? Like you have to answer it as you, like there's just one you. And I think this is such a kind of clear distinction and example. Like, yes, there is just the one us, but we are so multifaceted. And especially in the illustration of such an extreme situation like that, where as a, you know, 23-year-old female in an all-male adult correctional facility, it would be incredibly unsafe. And I learned that quickly when I had first started in that job. It was very unsafe for me to be the version of me that I am at home with my friends or with my husband or with my family that I am in corrections. There's a completely different way that I spoke, that I carried myself, the types of conversations I would engage in, the amount of smiles I would share, like a smiling and eye contact and body language can be very, very dangerous. I was like, I need to know which answers are you looking for? So I think we can apply that kind of concept in a much less risky way on Instagram. And yeah, like it feels really good to right now be at this time where I get to merge. I feel so much more free in this, and I get to merge so many more parts of myself into my social profile because it's fun and it feels good. And now I want to share and I want to take people on the adventures that my husband, dog, and I go on. I want to share, you know, my acting stories. I want to share some of my artwork. I'm a painter, but I also have, and this is thing is going to help as well, a separate artist only profile, because whereas there might be some crossover, if I have too much overlap, my profile will become really muddled, like very confusing. It's going to have too much content where it's like, I don't understand what she does or why I'm following her. So Creating that balance and those kind of clear messages for what's the intent and the purpose and the overall vision and goal for this profile, that's going to help create so much clarity. And know that as a existing, living, breathing person, you get to change that. And if at some point you're like, it's too much having these different ones, then great. Focus on the one that makes sense for you to focus on in that time for a while.
Yes. So much of this I'm resonating with, and like the same sort of like permission slips, right? To your clarity lined up, just that decide like, what are the things you're going to share and why does that make sense for your audience? Right.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think, and I want to get into the sort of steps here, but I'm sensing that there has to be a shift at some point from it being all about us to starting to think about the people on the other side of the screen. Like when we do copywriting for coaches, they're always like, Hannah, I would never share this, because we start to share things about their expertise and their credibility. And we start to pull out these things that they never thought to share because we know that their audience needs to see that.
Yes.
And the coaches, all of us as humans, we have this spotlight effect, right? That like, they already know that, or they don't need to know that, or they make these assumptions. And so again, with this like sincerity and strategy, I think there's a lot of potential for coaches to feel what you just explained of like, this is fun. I like showing up, because I know how many of us have a complicated relationship with social media.
Yep.
How powerful it can be for getting clients at the end of the day. So let's talk about how, okay, we're on board. We want to showcase ourselves more, but we do want to be sincere and strategic about it. Walk us through kind of the step-by-step of implementing and really starting to show up as that self, as that version of us that we decide we're going to share.
Yeah. Okay. So that can take weeks.
that's about 5 minutes.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll get it in there. I mean, it really is thinking about, what is the content that my audience needs? I am showing up for them to gain something out of this, not just because I like the sound of my own voice and I'm going to be here chatting with myself, right? What is the purpose? What is the value that I get to share? What are the key things that they need to start making a difference, a change in their life? And sometimes that's a very overwhelming question. And we're like, I don't know, right? And so it's okay. What are the things that were helpful to you? What are the things that you are curious about? What are the things that you find interesting? What were some key things that helped you have aha moments and create those transitions in your own life? Starting there is going to really be speaking from a place of that competency, of that knowledge, of that anecdotal experience, of where you're really teaching from this place of genuine authenticity, right? Because you're really speaking from your actual own thought process behind a concept. And anytime when we share something, instead of just teaching what this something is, like a how-to, we're teaching what it is that we think about that how-to. That is creating a paradigm shift. So that type of content is going to be the number one place I recommend people start. What is it that you think about a common thought, a common belief, a how-to concept that people are continuously sharing? What's your opinion, your experience with that? because that's going to be really demonstrating you as a leader and help you naturally step into that role. That's going to help you because you have opinions, you have thoughts, you have experiences. So when you come from that place, you're naturally building in your role and persona as the CEO version of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I think there's a hack in there when you get stage fright of what you just said, like, okay, a paradigm shift, your own experience, what works for you that may or may not align with other leaders in your industry. I watch coaches' faces go blank all the time. Like, I don't say anything. And so I'm always like, okay, what did you talk to your last client about? And yeah. What tools did you share with them? Because when we are in that zone of genius as coaches, it flows out of us.
Yes.
And so sometimes you have to think of a podcast like you're working with a client, or sometimes you have to go back and think or even talk out loud. Like, what do I talk about? What do I say? Because there is this weird like writer's block, stage fright thing, but we all have that. And I think that's a great starting point to start to speak on your own experience and that paradigm that you stand behind.
Yes, exactly. Because you always have thoughts going on. So you always have something that you can lean on, that you can fall back on. And that's going to be, my goodness, like use that as your catapult, as your foundation for creating that content that will help shape so much of that confidence when you're showing up. That's going to help bridge that gap of that distance, right? When I was talking about, like, we feel that difference of distance of how is it that I be myself and show up in this public way, right? And we start to close the gap on the stage, right? We start to close the gap on the, I don't want to be the person showing up and being on camera and it being my face and my voice. And I hate, because then we get stuck in the, I hate how I sound. I hate how I look. I hate all these things about myself, right? And all those insecurities. And we're focusing on the distractions about ourselves. That's not serving anybody. That's not doing anything. So when it is that I'm helping somebody, what is it that I'm doing? Exactly what you're talking about, like kind of role playing a situation when you're showing up and creating your video content, role play the situation of you actually coaching somebody, of you actually taking them through the process of transformation and creating that solution for them. And then the last layer of that is like, make sure, please, that you are embedding it with your personality. Because I need to be able to feel somebody and actually receive who they are energetically through the lens, because this is a very powerful portal and people are either going to maximize it and use it optimally, or it's going to fall flat and they're going to blend in with everybody else.
Right. Yeah. And something that I'm hearing in how you're speaking naturally is that this is a long-term play. This is like building your relationship with video, you know?
Yeah.
You have some great places that we can start. We can do that one video, but I'm almost hearing like a mindset exercise here and like feeling the fear, doing it anyway, hearing the judgments in your mind and keeping it live anyway. And I think as business owners, this is almost like that next, or it's a tier. It's a learning opportunity to lean into, because there's so much power and potential in being seen. But that also means that you open up a lot of what you just talked about, right? Like fear and hesitation and what could happen if people lean in and they do this consistently. What results are you seeing in the folks that you work with when they put all these pieces together?
It builds trust significantly faster. That is the simplest way to say it. When they're consistently doing this and doing this well, they're gaining trust with their clients. They're able to obviously sell more, obviously build their profiles more. But it also creates, I know so much of things like go back to mindset. It also creates such a layer of trust within themselves, of their own ability and capability in what they can do actually as a coach and the solutions that they can provide. But because they're doing the actual implementation practice of demonstrating the result and the transformation that they're getting for other people, it is massively strengthening the trust that they're able to build with their audience. And it's making it go that much faster than if they do it through beautiful copywriting. I love copywriting, but through the written word alone. When you can actually show up with your energy, it shifts something where we actually get to feel it instantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And trust is so critical in today's world. And we have lots of ways that we can do it now. So if listeners are interested and are like, yes, I know, I need to flex this muscle. It is time for me to be seen. Kelsey, where can they continue this conversation and learn more about working with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is a process. It's a skill set that we're learning. And I love that you said the muscle. Like, it is just such a muscle that we're growing. So my website and my Instagram, I was off of Instagram, honestly, for several months this last year, because I was undergoing, and it's still in process a little bit, but I'm nearing the end, a TMJ treatment that really took away my ability to talk. And it was very, very challenging. And so I was like, well, I'm going to have to take a step back from doing what it is that I show people how to do. And that was it was very challenging for me, but I am starting to get, it's like a whole new offer, and everything has kind of been created as I'm like coming out of this new experience and all of these new things that I want to share and teach people. So I'm very excited. I actually have a new small group coaching program that's going to be live in August. So if you want to be around to hear about that, go to my website, sign up for the newsletter, or follow along on Instagram, DM me, let me know that you listened to this. And I also have, you know, self-guided courses for people who are ready to jump in right away. But if you want that really one-on-one, definitely keep your eyes peeled, because it's going to be launching this summer. Because I'm back, I can talk. I'm really excited about that. I'm so eager and so ready to just share and evolve with this new group of people.
Yeah, man, that's a whole nother podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Lead video coaching when you don't have a voice. That's
yep. And able to maintain a business throughout that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's over at kelseymoore.com. We'll make sure there are links, because she spells it her own way, KelseyMoore, for listeners on the go. It is kelseymoore.com, and look in the show notes for links. This is beautiful. So much more we could dive into, but we'll wrap it at that today to make sure that folks can start to take action on all of this video wisdom and mindset that you shared with us today. Thank you, Kelsey, and listeners. I'll be back next week with another inspiring guest that will help you make your dream life and business a reality. And don't forget to hop on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com/show for specific goodies that we talked about today, and access to continue the conversation with these guests as well as myself. I cannot wait to see what you create. Until next time.